You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 326, Separation from God. Today's challenge. We can't lose our salvation through mortal sin. Scripture says we cannot be separated from God. John 6, 37 and 39, John 10, 27 to 29, and Romans 8, 38 to 39. Today's defense. None of the passages show we can't separate ourselves from God. John 6, 37 states, "All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out." Jesus will not cast us out, but that doesn't mean we can't leave Jesus voluntarily. John 6, 39 states, "This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day." It is God's will that Christians not be lost, but it's also God's will that they not commit adultery, and some do. Later in John, Jesus refers to the 12 as those God has given me, John 17, 11, and says, "None of them is lost but the son of perdition," that is, Judas Iscariot, John 17, 12, indicating that it's possible to once be given to Jesus and yet be lost. John 10, 27-29 states, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." This doesn't say the sheep can't leave voluntarily. We've already seen Judas was once given to Jesus and then lost. Further, Jesus tells the disciples later in John, "Abide in me. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." John 15, 4-6. This indicates it's possible for the disciples to fail to abide in Jesus. Romans 8, 38-39 states, "I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." As with the other passages, this doesn't say we can't separate ourselves from God. Paul elsewhere indicates we can. See Day 302.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.